Don't let Marvin Aaron's age fool you. This 94-year-old is still plenty lively. Listen as he tells KCPW what his daily routine typically consists of.
Going to the gym, going home and having lunch.
Monday, he was at the state capitol with his daughter, Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt, as he and several other World War II veterans were honored. Although Arendt did not serve with the other veterans in attendance at the celebration, he was honored for his help in keeping many of them alive.
I said, that's not our soldiers, those are the Nazis. And my orders were to fire.
As a lieutenant serving in northern Italy, Arendt was ordered to fire on what were believed to be enemy troops. Arendt knew better, and when his superiors wouldn't listen, Arendt says he defied orders. It's something that could have come with serious repercussions.
My orders were to fire. I called back the company headquarters and said, I think we're firing at our own people. So I just said to my men, make believe you're doing something, but don't fire.
Republican Representative Kurt Oda is the sponsor of House Concurrent Resolution 5, a resolution that sets aside February 18, 2012 as Congressional Gold Medal Day for certain veterans. Oda says the Japanese Americans that served during that time deserve to be honored, not only to remember them, but also to remind Americans today not to make the same mistakes.
We need to kind of keep some of these mistakes that we've made out in the front so that we never repeat those things again. Issue of incarceration could have happened during the Iranian crisis in the 80s. It could happen today if we're not careful. You know, people panic. And we need to protect people's civil rights.
A ceremony honoring these veterans will take place this Saturday at the Grand America. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.